Hello and welcome. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. It is an immature podcast.
Coming at you with the million volts. It's a motherfucking podcast all about cults.
Enjoy, guys.
Dinosaurs, energy. Exercise, liberty, bugs, trucks, boats, whores, beer cults, art wars, alcohol, news, happiness, shoes, superheroes, respect, vampires, blues, samurai, skyscrapers, prophylactics, downtown haircuts, mathematics, is it the comedy or news? Nobody knows, it's Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Episode 16, right? Isn't that right, Nick?
Sorry, I had to burp. Correct.
All right. And what's it about?
This episode is about cults.
But I'm pretty sure you already know that.
Because you read the title of the episode when you clicked on it.
Exactly. So, we're going to be talking about cults now. As you know, this podcast, we are just going to be trying to inform everybody as much as we can about cults from our vast personal knowledge as well as from what we can gather on the internet. Nick, you have any experience with cults?
Other than the three cults I've been a part of personally, no.
All right. Yeah, I think that's well said. Nick, what's a cult?
Well, basically, they're religious social groups that get started. Normally, they're based around one leader who has different teachings.
I think we're all familiar with them, right?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully. And guys, hopefully you know if you're in a cult. Nick, can you bring up any tips to help anybody who might be in a cult? How to maybe recognize... If they're in a cult, is there any website? Is there any way like on the internet you can somehow search, right, for a list? I know this sounds ridiculous what I'm saying, but search for a list of ways to tell if you're in a cult.
I'm sure you could.
Would
you like me to do that?
I mean, you know, just for those people listening out there, I feel like that might be some good information. Do you disagree?
I mean, we've got nothing else to do. I'm typing it in.
We've got so much to do. Well, look at all this dental floss we haven't used. I've got that paper clip that I unfolded. I need to probably get that back in order.
This is so much information. I can't read this one website. I may have found the website, but...
Is there maybe a 7 questions, you know, a nice BuzzFeed article?
Oh, I found cultwatch.com.
What's that about?
Let's check it out.
Nick's our resident tech expert, in case you can't tell. Warning information. What? All right. There's no, 7 ways to tell if you're in a cult. Check cult checklist.
Misconceptions about cults. Should we read this? No. Screw this website.
Whatever. I mean, mind control.
Oh, wow. All
right. So, basically, you want to watch out for mind control. If you feel like you're not controlling your mind... It basically just goes on about that. Yeah. I feel like this guy's trying to start to mind control. Be careful reading websites.
Don't read this whole website because this is definitely a cult.
Be careful of false advertising website. Like, hey, be careful of a cult. And then it's like, what is a cult really? And then by the end, you're like, I don't know. This cult makes sense.
I have really strong cult dar. And I mean, I sense it.
You have a strong history of cults in your family.
Right. It goes
so,
back. A
that's
long
basically
way.
Why we came here. So this could be a little bit of a personal podcast for Nick. If you feel like maybe things are personal, you can send him an email at brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com.
And because cults are, there is a little bit more of a sensitive nature to them. If you're someone who gets offended all the time, just stop the episode here. I'll just throw that out there. I know it's not Nick's corner just yet, but I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I like it. This pen is tasting good.
Get that pin out of your mouth, boy.
All right. So let's go ahead and get started with cult classics.
Cult classics.
So one thing that you think about, I don't know you, but I feel like oftentimes you see a cult, they have a car, right? They always have a car that you basically associate with the, dude, if you want, yeah, you know what? If you want to plug that up, just plug that cord in right there.
Yeah. Do I need to, you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, because you can bring up some pictures. We're going to be bringing up pictures of cars. You know, guys, we stay unprepared. If you're even listening this far through the podcast, hurrah, thank you. And, you know, sometimes we're not as prepared. I thought it was on the other side of your computer. I'm glad you're carrying the microphone around and not using it, though, not actually talking into it.
Well, I was trying to plug that in.
All right. Well, there we go. So, yeah. Well, you know, like, what was it? You know, you just think about different cars.
Like the Manson family that, like, the Volkswagen bugs that were, like, the Doom buggies.
Or the bugs, yeah. You know, you think a van is heavy. Nick,
yeah,
a
van seems like it would be probably the perfect.
Well, yeah. What would, if you, though, were going to have a cult and you were going to have a car, what kind of car do you think? You know, what's a characteristic you'd probably want in your car?
I'm thinking I'm going to do, like, you know, one of those old Astro vans, like the 80s.
Well, what if we put some characteristics together and then see if we can just find a car that meets all of what we want. So what is it about that you like about the Astro van, I guess?
Lots of space.
All right, so some space. Now, here's what I'm kind of concerned with is off-terrainness, right? Is being able to go over. So I'm going to say just all-terrain.
Right.
You know? I think that's important.
Okay, big wheels.
Yeah. What else is going to be important?
You know, it's got to drive fast, but
it's got to be fast. No, yeah, you're definitely right.
At the
about
same
that.
Time, this thing's going to be a gas guzzler too, so but we're going to pack it. We're going to pack it really full.
So it's got to be versatile.
Right.
All right. So let's think about that. I think that's pretty much. So we need some space. We need some all-terrain capabilities. We need it to be quick. We need it to be versatile. So my first kind of in my mind is like something like a Ford, what is it, an Excursion?
That's a good choice, yeah.
Right, we take out, so an Excursion is basically a huge SUV made by Ford.
I'm not even sure they even make them anymore.
Shout out to the Excursion. Check it out, 2016, because I think that would be coming up, right? 2016 or 2015 Excursion. Yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, so I think like an Excursion, but here's the thing, right? You take out the seats in the back, obviously, and you have a convertible, basically, on the back cover.
Okay.
They still making them? Wow, it looks like it.
You have to custom order it.
Oh, unless they build one for you out of some out of a truck. Yeah, so it's basically a pickup truck that they just turn. It's a huge. It's one of their big pickup trucks that they turn the whole thing into an SUV. Yeah, so
still
but
really
so like
tough
that.
Looking though.
So I guess basically, actually, you know what you could do is just have a pickup truck, honestly.
And yeah, just have everybody jump in the back.
And take out that back portion, kind of like that stupid Chevy thing, that Chevy Avalanche that you could take out the back seat and make it a bigger pickup truck, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just you want that open, kind of like those trucks you see in like Somali Africa, I feel like, when they're fighting, or in Iraq, the Middle East, you know, they cut off. It's kind of like a VW van, but you cut out the back. What do you think? What would you feel like you would want?
What about like a cult of Thunderbirds or like classic, really like curvy, like muscle cars?
I like it. But the only thing is, once again, is you said you still want space, all terrain is fast and versatile. So what I think the compromise with that is El Caminos.
Oh wow, yeah. Because at least I mean you get a lot of durability. Because you see those things on the road all the time.
You get an open. I don't see them that much anymore, actually, though.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
But you get that pickup bed. You get basically that pickup bed that gives you a little extra space. I'm sure you could add some bigger wheels and give it some four-wheel drive. You can drop a big engine in it. It's versatile, yeah.
It has options. Yeah. It's a car and a truck. I mean, that's actually the ultimate vehicle at the end of the day.
What do you call a car and a truck? A cruck or a trar?
Oh, that's a tough decision.
Guys, write in or tweet us or write on our Facebook. Is it a trar or a cruck?
brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com.
And you can email if you don't want everybody else to know what you think. Regardless,
PM us, guys.
What?
PM us.
PM us?
Private message.
Oh, PM us, yeah, or DM us, however you want to say it, right?
Or DPS.
DPS if you feel like it. You know, double post us on our Facebook pages and on our Facebook wall. Anyways,
and
guys,
DL
moving
us.
On. you know, Nick, we were talking about the Manson family, right?
Yeah, we were for this episode.
Nick, I'm trying to make one of those smooth transitions.
Okay.
So here we go, all right?
Let's go.
Just letting you know because...
Let's go. Throw it up
at me. We were talking about the Manson family. What about the Manson family picnic? Have you ever thought about one?
I haven't until just now.
Right. Well, if you're going to if you got an invitation in the mail and it said you are cordially invited to the third annual or the third perennial or whatever, something like that, Manson family picnic. What kind of activities would you expect to see on that invitation list to be that you might be taking part in?
That's a crazy situation because you don't want to turn down the invitation. You got to go.
Oh, yeah. So first off, what do you turn? You don't. So you do decide to go.
Well, that's because I feel like if you turn it down, it's gonna be insulting. So then you're looking at the invitation like, okay, well, what can I do while I'm there, and how can I like bring something but not anything really impressive, and then just make an appearance and then leave.
Right.
So you're looking probably like some pin the tail on the donkey going on, and there'll be like some weird twist to it.
Clever. That was clever, Nick.
But you know they're going to be grilling out some hot dogs and hamburgers. I mean, that's just like everybody, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking like they'll have like some face carving.
Wow.
Or face tattooing.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
What? You don't think that would happen?
No, I was thinking face carving, like cannibalism is what
no,
you were saying.
No, like
first.
Just carving like symbols and things into their faces.
I could see that.
Yeah, you know. I think that would be something to expect.
There'd probably be lots of drugs, lots of like LSD.
What is that noise?
I don't know. We're getting some weird feedback.
I'm a dick.
Oh, okay. Is the mix off?
No. What is going on? I don't know.
Do we need to pause for technical difficulties?
How's that? Is that?
That sounds a lot better, I feel like.
I just turned my gain down.
Okay.
All right. Game
is a little
so,
high.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well,
wow. You know, guys, here's the thing. You're here learning with us.
Yeah.
Right?
So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the episode where the gain's the correct level.
So, you know, you learn something every day. Keep the gain turned down. I didn't write that down. I'm not going to remember that. All right. So other, maybe an, have you ever, never mind. Let's just move on.
Well, what about PB&Js? Because I'm probably going to bring a few of those and some beer, like to the picnic.
Oh, well, that's a good question.
Like some PBRs, some PB&Js, basically anything with PB, the initials PB on it. And then something else, I'm bringing that, so because that's like it's like pretty you know modest. So I'm not trying to be a flashy or anything, but.
But how nervous are you that you're gonna be poisoned at a Manson family picnic?
Oh my! Well, I hadn't even thought about it, but now I'm really nervous about it, and I'm probably gonna make sure I only drink those beers that I brought and keep them
yeah,
really close to me.
And when watch, keep an eye on them.
I'm gonna have them under my arm the whole time.
So this, yeah. Well, drinking, what if they had Kool-Aid and they offered you a glass?
You're asking me if I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
No way.
No way. No, of course. Do you like Kool-Aid, though?
I love Kool-Aid.
But do you remember, like, the first time you had Kool-Aid? Or do you remember, like, your earliest Kool-Aid memory?
You know, I don't remember the exact first time. I definitely have some early Kool-Aid memories, though.
What's your earliest Kool-Aid memory, Nick? If you don't mind me asking.
Not at all. I definitely remember being like at my meemaw's house.
Shout out to your meemaw.
Shout out to meemaw. Her making some Kool-Aid.
Making some dope ass Kool-Aid.
I also definitely remember in preschool getting Kool-Aid all the time.
Wow, in preschool they gave it to you, the preschool gave it to you?
Oh yeah, Pulaski Baptist.
Shout out to Pulaski Baptist.
Oh yeah.
Giving you Kool-Aid with sugar in it?
Yeah, it was so diluted though. You know, it was like basically colored like water. Crap. Yeah, no, but yeah, but it still tasted good.
It still
just
did
because,
the trick.
Yeah, we were little kids and we had like goldfish and shit and like.
My dad is gonna kill me for telling you this, but we had this thing where we did the secret sauce, and it was delicious. But what you did, and I don't know if I can do this actually. I'll tell you what we did. Here's the secret sauce. Whenever we would make it, my dad would have us shut all the blinds in the kitchen. And we would have like one of my sisters would look out the back window, and like one of us would keep an eye, and then we would do our special concoction, make our delicious secret sauce Kool-Aid recipe, and we would all taste it before we would finish making it into full Kool-Aid. That's all I'm gonna say. And I remember doing that pretty young, around like 5 or 6, and that was a pretty good Kool-Aid memory. Other than that, I feel like my only other memory of Kool-Aid is drinking Kool-Aids at a lunch when I was like at summer camp, and drinking Kool-Aid one day for lunch, a red one, and then at nap time I woke up in the middle of my nap and I was sick, and I ran and I threw up in the water fountain, and it was all red.
Nice. It was like
Kool-Aid.
Shooting a red hose of blood or something.
What's your favorite kind of Kool-Aid?
I don't know. The red is probably the cherry. That's really good.
I like lemon lime.
I feel like there's like a tropical punch or a fruit punch that I always probably like the best. I think fruit punch.
What about the pink lemonade? That was pretty
good. That's a summertime classic.
Summertime! And the Kool-Aid's delicious.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Anyways, moving on, Nick. You know, in the whole just spirit of kind of talking about partying and food, as lame as it may be, how about Waco?
Waco, Texas.
That's right. That's right. What do you know about Waco?
Well, if you're asking about the whole David Koresh and the Branch Davidian thing,
which I am.
You know, they were like a cult. They were basically living in this compound. I think I've heard it was like an old convenience store or something. Anyways, they had a bunch of weapons, and the government started watching them, and it ended up getting pretty hairy. And, you know, I think people know the story of what happened with the Branch Davidians.
They ended up getting burned up, right?
Yeah. I mean, they still survive. They're still around.
And what we've decided, well, some of them, and then some of them died. And what we've decided to determine is the Waco. What we're gonna do though is for the remaining one for this part of the show is we're gonna imagine we're putting on a fundraiser, okay, for the remaining Branch Davidian members. Now you might ask, why the fuck would you do that? Because we're a PR firm. I don't know if you guys know that about Nick and I.
But it's like it's to raise awareness about what happened.
But we're a PR firm, and they're just paying us well. We're just doing our job, okay?
Right. Don't look past it. There's no, like...
We don't believe in what they believe in.
Right. So, anyways...
We don't believe in not believing in.
We're putting this thing on, and the whole idea behind it is it's a bake sale, a Waco Bake-O.
Right. But it's going to be... You're going to be able to call in and order the goods to be mailed to you.
Right. But then, at the last second... It's a cakewalk, right? What? And we set the place on fire. Wasn't that the thing? You have to run out with the cake?
Well, here's what I think we should do. First off, I think we should have a cakewalk, a celebrity cakewalk.
Oh, wow. To raise awareness.
Yeah. Exactly. So what celebrities do you think would be good to invite to a Waco Bake-O fundraiser?
Martin Sheen.
Why Martin Sheen?
I don't know. I can see him being like, the government overstepped its boundaries, that incident. back then.
Right. All right. That makes sense. I'd like to see someone. I'd like to see, you know, Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think he'd be an interesting one. The Waco Baco. All right.
I could see Julia Lewis showing up. She's like, I feel like she likes to get out there.
Right. These are the,
at these type of events.
You're,
you know?
No, you're right. You're right. I think we're going to have to go with more B-list actors. So I bet we can get Andy Dick there.
Oh, man. Dick's totally there. Joe Rogan?
No, I don't know. Can we get Joe Rogan? No, I think he would. I think he'd.
We could get Joe.
Oh, could we?
Yeah, we definitely could.
If you say so. All right. Now, what kind of baked goods do you think that we're going to be advertising and selling at this Bake Off or at this Waco Baco fundraiser?
Lots of different cakes.
What type? Well, okay. Muffins. Well, it's not quite the descriptions I was looking for. What kind of cakes? Like, I imagine I'll probably want a carrot cake.
Okay.
That we'll sell.
Uh-huh.
I think carrot cakes are one of those cakes when you taste it, it makes you think, you know, about something that you care about. So I think it would go well with the Waco Bako.
Oh, wow.
Do you have an idea of a baked goods you'd like to sell?
Just in particular, no. Just but I'm thinking about.
Well, think of one.
Giant.
How about you think of one? Is that too hard? Is that too much to ask of that you think of one?
All right, I guess I would like oatmeal raisin cookies shaped like David Koresh's head, you know? And
okay, you're stepping it up.
They're little David Koresh cookies.
Wow. I want to sell some waffles.
Oh, wow. Waffle cake, maybe?
No, not a waffle cake, just like little waffles that you can throw in the microwave, basically, and warm up. But little individually wrapped and packaged delicious waffles.
Eggo waffles?
Well, you know, Waco waffles.
Ooh, do we talk about Eggo? I feel like we say Eggo waffles at some point every show.
Yeah, everybody, shout out to Eggo.
Shout out to Eggo.
All right, well, moving on.
Before we become corporate whores in
exactly.
2 seconds.
We are moving on to Indianapolis Colts.
Ah, the Indianapolis Colts.
No, not the NFL team, Nick. Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, right. The Colts of Indy.
Yeah, things like basketball.
Oh, basketball is really big there.
And
yeah.
Stock car racing.
All racing is big in Indy, yeah.
Absolutely. So what are some of the tenets of these Colts of basketball that you like the most and some that are scariest?
The scariest one, I guess, is drinking too much Gatorade too fast and, like, choking on your own tongue, like, swallowing your tongue because you're drinking this delicious Gatorade.
Oh, I like that.
And then dying on a basketball court.
In basketball, yeah, that's going to be the Kool-Aid of the basketball cult will be Gatorade.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's dope. And they're all already wearing those Nikes.
Oh,
shout
yeah.
Shout out to the Hale-Bopp comment.
Heaven's Gate.
You were wanting to talk about the Hale-Bopp comment, guys. Let's talk about it.
Heaven's Gate. Do we really want to talk about it?
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. Back in so on and so forth, these guys called the Heaven's Gate guys, they killed themselves wearing brand new Nikes went because they thought there was a spaceship following the Hale-Bopp comment that they were going to his up on.
If you Google this guy has the freakiest eyes you've ever seen. Yeah. Their cult leader, like.
But be careful, ladies, because you can fall in love just like that.
When you see those baby blues, he's been dead for years, but
he's people are still converting.
people are still pissed off they missed out on that comet ride, right on the tail end of that thing.
So, well, they'll all probably be wearing Jordans though, right? Instead of just Nike.
Oh yeah,
I feel like the basketball cult members. Where do you think they'll live? In Indianapolis, probably, right?
Underground.
In a fallout shelter.
Yeah,
like any good cult does.
Right.
Okay. Now, what about the stock car race? What is their Kool-Aid?
What? That's such a good question.
Well, not. It's not stock car race. I'm dumb. It's IndyCar. What is those?
Well, is it the race or is it the racing fans?
The Indy 500. Well, don't the Indy 500 Do they drink champagne or is it milk? Guys, if you know if it's champagne or milk, write into us.
I think they do both depending on what race it is.
Ah.
But also, maybe it's Natty Ice.
Maybe it is. Indianapolis Colts. Any other Colts you care to talk about from Indianapolis or any other ideas?
I'm pretty sure the world's highest like ratio per capita to population foot fetish is in Indianapolis.
So
they have the most people with foot feet fetishes.
Oh yeah, how do they tell that from the internet?
Well, I just made it up.
Oh, so on the internet.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get that trending. So if anybody wants to retweet that.
Well, I bet we could probably find out something about that. Something else that Indianapolis is in. Was it Indianapolis is in Indiana, right?
I don't know. Who knows?
So they have a cult of hate mongering.
Oh, they have a cult of like farming. A lot of farmers.
A lot of farmers. That's what I meant.
Farmers. Hello. Farmers just don't understand. Am I right?
Do you hear that?
Yeah, we're picking up an alien transmission or something.
That is weird.
There is a storm going on. Maybe. Do you think that has anything to do with what's going on here?
I have no idea. Folks, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Maybe it's because we're talking about Colts and they're going to take us down. What if a lightning bolt shot out of the microphone?
Dude, I'm getting really freaked out. This is some Heaven's Gate revenge. that dude's weird eyes are like staring through my soul right now.
Okay, guys, we might be having to finish this up a little bit quick today. Not really, guys. We're not afraid of no fucking threats, but
I ain't afraid of no ghost. But our equipment is acting really weird, and you know we're just trying to figure it out. Oh, did you get it?
No.
Okay, well, whatever. Let's just go through it, you know. Let's do our thing.
Yeah, we'll just keep on going. Anyways, moving on. Something that a lot of cults talk about are doomsday.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Doomsday. As all of our equipment fails and doomsday begins here, we decided though that we were going to write some poetry, right?
Well, yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some freestyle doomsday poetry. Basically, I don't know, you know, just whatever you want about doomsday. Would you like to go first, Nick, or?
I'll start us off.
All right, let's go.
Bleak, outside world, devastation. I look, death is all I see. The world is cruel, but man is crueler.
Is that it?
That's my first one.
All right. Should I do one, or do you want to do another one right now?
Well, I thought we'd go like back and forth, like kind of like a slam contest.
All right, so we can do that. Sorry guys, we're having technical difficulties. So if anything sounds awkward, it's because it is kind of awkward. No. All right, here we go.
We're totally naked in the studio, and it's just making things really weird.
Listen, nigh, the end is here. Follow me, see he who leads me. Repent, repent today.
I love that.
That's my
good.
First one. What do you follow up with?
All right, you ready? You there. You say repent. From what I've seen, no God could cast thee or me. This life is nothing more than a dream, and I will end your misery. But alas, we could be friends. The end of the world doesn't mean the end of you, man.
Wow. You done?
Yeah.
All right. You ended up rhyming that all, huh?
Trying to.
Yeah, you kind of did it.
It was a little weird. Enough.
No, I think that was pretty good, dude. All right. Here we go. Friends, come. I don't even know. I feel. I think you won. I think you. You
know. I think. I don't know. You had a really strong opening round. I mean. I think. We'll let the fans decide. You guys write in on write to us on our Facebook page or at the Gmail, or decide. You know, just whatever. You guys let us know.
Yeah, let us know. All right. Next, moving on to our brainwashing PSA. Brainwashing is something you hear a lot about occults, but what we're talking about is this new new way of getting high called brainwashing that a lot of kids we've been hearing about doing in middle schools around the country.
It's really crazy. It involves jacking your brain into a USB cord. And it's really intense.
Yeah, the kids are stabbing these small electrical needles into the vertebrae of their spines. And kids, your friends will tell you that it doesn't hurt, and it really doesn't.
It doesn't. It actually doesn't hurt the first time.
But the first time it feels good, and that's what you want. That's what you'll want to keep on chasing. But
super
addictive. What it's actually doing is sending small electrical charges. That's only if it's the true brainwashing.
Right, but they call that plugging in the matrix also.
Yeah.
Brainwashing and plugging into the matrix. They call it a few things.
So we just want to keep, you know, make sure everybody understands to stay away.
If you've got kids, just keep look out for all the signs, the bloody USB cords, the raised levels of attitude and angst.
Eating a lot.
Cloudy eyes.
Eating a lot.
Cloudy, red stonerish eyes.
Eating a lot. These are all the things that you need
all
to
those signs. Those are all the telltale things going on there.
All right. Well, I think it's time to go ahead and cue the music.
Rama, turn off the radio. We're going into
Nick's Corner.
All right.
So, you want to talk about what we're doing for this?
I actually have forgotten what we're doing for this.
Oh, cult of personality.
Ah, cult of personality. Which shout out to Living Color, by the way.
I guess of
classic,
course,
classic jam.
Shout
there.
Out to Living Color. So, cult of personality, what we're going to do here is we're just going to basically talk about what personality flaws and characteristics, pros, do we have that would make us good cult leaders.
Right.
So, what do you think are some of the things that would make you a good cult leader, Nick?
I got that crazy look in my eye. You know, like I feel like if I started saying some real crazy shit and I gleamed at someone the right way, they'd be hooked on my shit forever, you know?
All right.
They'd be like, I'm willing to die for that crazy look in the eye, motherfucker.
And you know, and you can do it. You also can, with your hair, I feel like you can make your hair look pretty crazy as well.
Yeah.
Look pretty disheveled.
Yeah. That Harry Potter look that I have going on right now, just like.
Well, no, right now you look pretty tame.
It draws the people.
He's like
in.
A librarian.
It draws them in.
But yeah, I do. I agree with the crazy eye.
What do you think you have as a strength?
Well, I think I think I care about what people want. So I think I would be good at, you know, helping people feel like I'm helping them get to a place that they want to be, you know, helping them complete personal goals. And by doing that, I'm going to gain their trust. I think I can do that pretty well.
The old Frasier method of building a cult.
If you want to say it like that, I guess maybe it is like that. But I certainly wasn't thinking of it in that way.
I like it, by the way.
All right. Well, good. I'm glad you like it, but I don't need you to like it. How about that?
Can I do another strength that I think I have?
Yes.
I've got these really lanky arms.
Yeah.
And so I think that would help me at, like, when we're doing, like, cult recreational volleyball games and, racquetball games.
You think you'd be athletically impressive?
Yeah, and, like, in my legs, like I've got this stork body, so, like, kickball, I'm really good at kickball. Like, I think I would win people
over.
Well,
and you were, like, you were an all-star, and you lettered in how many sports?
Like, probably seven.
Yeah.
In high school. I can't remember now.
Because you were so busy lettering in another sport.
Busy and learning so many dead languages.
Oh, my goodness. You were, you were a bit of a prodigy.
Exactly.
And to this day, you continue to create some of the best novels. Unfortunately, you know, you shred them as soon as you write them.
But so that would also help me inspire my cults, you know, all my novel writing experience.
Absolutely. That's a good point. You know, I think also the fact that I think I'm a little bit greedy, you know, like I would like to have a lot of money. I think that would make me a good cult leader, you know, is wanting to just take money from people if they're willing to give it.
You'd be really good at collecting donations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so.
Cult of personality.
Now, let me ask you this, Nick. What if, what do you think you would have to improve? What do you think your weaknesses as a cult leader would be?
Oh, man. There's so many. I feel like I'd probably have to stop drinking because I feel like it's hard for the guy in charge to be drunk all the time, you know, especially if people are going to, like, dedicate their lives to following you.
I feel like that's true until it gets close to the end, and that's when you start partying.
Oh, yeah, no. Once you've built this empire and you're about to destroy it all in some crazy suicidal, you know, hurrah, one last hurrah, then you go all out, you know, you have, like, one crazy good week. But, you know, that's classic cult behavior.
Right. I feel, yeah, exactly. I don't know. I feel like you might be able to drink. I mean, I don't see why.
Maybe I could if I, oh yeah, because, okay, now I remember I was going to start this whole religion based on pizza called Everyone Wants Pizza. And, like, all the rules of it are basically, like, what have you done today to deserve to get a slice of pizza?
Okay.
And now that I think about it, you know, that's a religion you can probably drink. Like, you can probably be the founder and leader of that religion.
Give them some sugar Pepsi.
And drink fucking beer all the time. Or all whiskey, right, or whatever. So maybe, you know, maybe this will work out. So my pizza cult.
All right. I think I'd probably have to get better at not valuing human life so much.
Oh, wow. Like,
you know, letting babies die.
Oh, wow.
Beating people.
Oh, my God.
I think, and, like, telling people to beat people. I mean,
you think you're
already pretty good at that?
You know, hopefully in the pizza cold, I'm not gonna have to. You know, I am gonna have to beat up some people that stand.
Yeah,
you're
gonna have to beat
them. It just comes with the territory. You know, I'll probably have some fucking mean motherfucker doing my dirty business for me.
That's not gonna be me.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I also think, as far as, like, other weaknesses that I might have are, I don't really want to manage a big amount of, like, a large group of people.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I would want to, first off, there's two problems I see. I would want to, like, get to the suicide thing quickly.
Because
I would just get fed up having to deal with everybody. And
the last hurrah.
Yeah, I think I'd want to get to that too quickly. And, you know, instead of, like, really enjoying, like, I probably also wouldn't be, you know, sexually deviant enough. So I'll probably have to work on that.
Right.
Take a lot of women.
More open to orgies and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you not going to allow the men in the cult to have sex? Are you the only one who can have sex with the women? That's what the Oneida community did back in the day.
Probably what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, I'm probably going to use that model basis.
Yeah, I feel you. That sounds about right.
For the pizza cult.
For the
like the inside pizza pyramid, you know, that's my inner circle.
Oh my god,
the inner pepperoni.
No,
squad.
So but the other thing is when it actually comes down to time to kill ourselves, I think I'm gonna have a hard time actually killing myself. Like everybody else will kill themselves, and I'm gonna be like, and then like throw my actually like not drink the Kool-Aid, and everybody else is gonna die. I'm still gonna be alive, and I'm like, oh, I couldn't do it. What do you think? Do you?
I mean, that's pretty rough, man. I mean, are you going to hide out after that? Because people are going to be kind of upset, I feel
no,
like.
They're all going to be dead.
Yeah, but they'll have family members that are going to come after your ass.
No, I'll do it somewhere in like Guatemala where no one knows.
Oh my god. And you're not going to allow anyone on the premises.
That's right. And I'm just going to have all their dead bodies. I want to burn them or something.
We've noticed black smoke coming from the premises for weeks now.
Smelling like burning human remains, which people do know what that smells like.
But no one knows for sure. It's all
we
locked up.
We haven't been able to get close enough to actually know anything yet. All right.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess, I mean, with the pizza cult, we'll probably just all die because we ate so much pizza.
You'll probably die.
But maybe we would go out with, like, one last crazy good pizza.
What would your... No, that's it. The pizza you eat is what's poisoned. What would be the final pizza for the pizza cult?
I mean, I'm thinking a giant pizza with every single topping on it. Like, all of the classics.
What top? List some toppings for us.
Anchovies, green peppers, wow. Mushrooms,
good.
White onion, beef, chicken.
What kind of beef? Are we talking strips of steak? Are we talking hamburger meat?
I'm talking hamburger, bro.
Okay, go on.
Pepperoni.
Oh, wow.
Banana pepper.
Wow.
Pineapple.
Delicious. Can we put some Canadian bacon on it?
Fuck yeah.
What are we going to use to poison us?
Some good fucking poison that's not going to take too long.
What's that? Cyanide? Arsenic?
Oh, what about the niacin? Oh, no, that gets you really sick on that Breaking Bad shit. I don't know. We'll do some research.
That's ricin.
Oh, ricin, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll do some research.
No, let's just go ahead and go with cyanide.
Old reliable.
So guys, we're gonna have a giant old pizza with cyanide and every topping that you can think of to kill ourselves.
This is for my pizza cult religion. Yep. So it's not weird. It makes
anyways
total
with,
sense.
With
it makes
that
total
guys,
logical sense.
I think it's time to back out of this brown bag it's or got, back out really of this weird. Corner.
This is either the worst or the best episode we've ever done. I can't decide.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Send us an email at brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com.
Guys, if you're a fan of the show, please do like us or share us either on Podomatic or Facebook.
Yeah, just give us a like over there at our Facebook page at Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show. Check us out at Podomatic.com, Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.podomatic.com, and we'll see you guys later.
Love you guys.